Nolte, A. O Donkey Teeth Body Shames Stephen Miller, Tells Libs to Call Him a Midget. By John Nolte on October 7, 2025. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. D. Donkey Teeth, body shamed White House political advisor Stephen Miller by spreading a hoax about his height. With Democrats losing everywhere, an obviously frustrated Ocasio-Cortez took to social media Monday to attack Miller personally. She could never defeat him on the merits of her demonic political beliefs that, among other things, call for the permanent mutilation of children, abortion until birth, opening our borders to unvetted third worlders, and unlimited power given to centralized government to control every facet of our lives. So she launched a dumb personal attack. Laugh at them. Stephen Miller is a clown. I've never seen that guy in real life, but he looks like he's like 4'10", she guesses with her cartoon mouse voice. She went on, and he looks like he is angry about the fact that he is 4'10". And he looks like he is so mad that he's 4'10", that he's taking that anger out on any other population possible. The 4-foot, 10-inch height she accuses Miller of is in the top range of dwarfism according to the Mayo Clinic. She then suggests this approach is a political weapon. Laugh at them. Laugh at them, she says. Yes, they are dangerous. One of the most powerful things you can do to a political movement that is predicated on the puffery of insecure masculinity. One of the best ways you can dismantle a movement of insecure men is by making fun of them. She also believes that strong, confident men can aid the left in this ridicule. You know, like her fiancé, whose rap name should be Ginger Cuck. On the same day A Donkey Teeth was ridiculing Stephen Miller as insecure, that very same Stephen Miller was figuratively curb-stomping far-left MLL. Try to imagine A Donkey Teeth ever making herself available to a media outlet that challenges her like this. Miller later appeared on Fox News and laughed it all off. We knew that her brain didn't work, and now we know her eyes don't work, he told Laura Ingraham. She's a mess, right? Every time she's on TV, Republican approval ratings go up, Democratic approval ratings go down. That lady is a walking nightmare. Not that it matters, but Miller says he is 5'10". Hey, maybe Ock came up with that 4'10 number measuring her ever-increasing girth? I'm just asking questions. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.